He joins us right now on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Let's go up to Ames and talk with Iowa State's new head coach, Steve Prohm. Coach, I know you actually mentioned this to me earlier, how much more media there is that covers Iowa State compared to Murray State. You've been going through the ringer today.
Inundated?
Man.
Is that a good word, Coach?
Are you tired of talking to guys like us yet, Coach?
When you're talking to the media, that's a good thing. When you're doing interviews, that's a good thing. It means something positive is happening. So the more the better, to a point.
There's a lot of positive things happening with that program right now, Coach. You seem to be walking into a great situation up there at Iowa State.
Yeah, terrific situation. Fred did an amazing job, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to replace him and get with these kids. Obviously, they got a lot of really good players back, guys that know how to win, expect to win. And so it's not many times where you get a situation like this to step into.
Coach Prohm joins us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. I want to go around some different topics, Coach, that weren't necessarily hit on today during your press conference. Doing some research on you, the story goes that you were a Division III player. At half a semester, you decided, hey, I want to follow my passion, which is becoming a coach. You moved on at that point, at a young age, really, from a player to follow your dream as a coach, where you started at Centenary and worked your way up. Talk us through that decision when you were a young man to, you know, just come to the realization knowing what you want to do for the rest of your life.
You know, ironically, one of the reasons I left Oglethorpe is I didn't get along with my coach that well. I ended up stopping to play at the semester, and then I stayed, finished that year. But I went to Alabama, wanted to get into coaching. Actually, my first love was broadcasting. I always wanted to be the next Dick Vitale.
We can help you out if
exactly,
you need some experience,
coach,
buddy.
And so, but then I said, hey, maybe I'll have a great, what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to have a great coaching career, and then that'll give me an opportunity to break into broadcasting.
Ah, so this is just a stepping stone. I see, Coach. I like it, though. We'll help you out with that that end game, certainly, man.
Yeah.
So, Coach, we have some questions. We know you've been, as you said, like inundated with press today. So we want to just try to get to know you a little bit, so we've got some strange stuff for you. Is that all right?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so I guess I want to start. You talked about Oglethorpe, and when we were starting to do some research, that name jumped out at me. So I want to kind of get in the back door here. What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite sports movie, Coach?
Remember the Titans.
Okay.
Or, Hoosiers probably, too.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to go with Slapshot because of Ogie Oglethorpe. Who's the bad guy in Slapshot?
I've never seen.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you haven't seen it, Coach. You're familiar with Slapshot, though.
I know Slapshot and Paul Newman.
Okay,
Coach, how many Twitter followers have you gained in the last 48 hours?
I haven't checked Twitter in a while. I'm not sure how many followers I have. I think I had about 5,000 to 6,000 when I got the job. So, I think last night I did see about 13. So, I guess 6,000 or 7,000, maybe. I don't know where my followers are at right now.
You're up to 15,711.
Not that we're counting.
Probably about 9,000 then, 8,000, 9,000. And so hopefully we got a lot more Cyclone fans that'll follow.
You're coming from a place known for great barbecue, Coach. Have you had a chance to eat at Hickory Park yet? I'm sure everybody has told you about it.
I have not. The only place that I've eaten at right now is Jimmy John's and some little sandwich spot right off campus. And so...
Well, listen, Hickory Park is not a sponsor of our radio station, so you can give them an honest review on these airwaves, and nobody's going to say a bad an eye, all right?
I got you.
All right.
I got you.
Coach Steve Prohm joins us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Coach, next year's team, I'm curious, how much have you actually seen them play? Did you watch them a lot when you were at Murray State, and how much research have you done on these guys since you've gotten the job?
I watched them quite a few times last year when they were on TV, and then I watched a little bit of Synergy this past week when I was getting prepared for the interview. But I need to spend a lot of time this summer getting a chance to watch them, watch games, watch how guys score, watch how, Fred put them in a position to be successful.
You're getting ready to coach one of the most unique players in all of college basketball in George Niang. What's your analysis of him? What would you How do you foresee yourself using him next year?
Well, the first thing I want to use him at is a great leader. You know, he's a senior along with three other great seniors to go with him. But I want to, you know, we'll use him very similar ways. You know, a lot of ball screen action. You know, initiate some offense, some isolations, some post ups. You know, different things. But I've got to spend some time to watch to see, you know, where he feels comfortable at the best. I know he's a big game player, can really score the basketball, and he's going to be, you know, instrumental for me as my first year. First and foremost, above scoring, is being a great leader and a great, you know, ambassador for our program.
Coach, you've had some great guard play the last couple of years, and you're going to have another great point guard in Monte Morris. Sort of the same question that Chris asked you about George Niang. When you were watching that film, breaking down this Iowa State team, was there something you saw with Monte Morris that that you know right away you're going to use in your game plan?
Well, I just saw a little bit of Monte on Synergy. I'll watch more, but heard nothing but great things about him. I think he'll really enjoy how we play, style of play, really wanting to push tempo. You know, I just tell our guys, you know, draw help, whether it's scoring some night or getting assists. But, again, the point guard position, guard play at any level is instrumental, and I think he'll be super for us.
Iowa State head basketball coach Steve Prohm joins us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. Coach, you mentioned that interview and kind of preparing for that interview. Can you walk us through the technical aspects? And if I'm out of line here, just tell me, can you kind of walk us through how this contact is made? Does the search firm that was hired, do they contact your agent? Is Jamie Pollard calling you directly to see if you're interested? How does this initial process start?
My agent just reached out to me and said that Jamie may have some interest in talking to me at some point. And then the search committee kind of takes over a little bit. And then I never talked to Jamie over the phone. I just talked to him face-to-face until our second, until after. Then we met, and then we talked on the phone a couple times, and then we met for a second time face-to-face.
Coach Prohm, last question for me. You mentioned today, which to me the biggest selling point that Iowa State basketball has is its fan base in Hilton Coliseum. You told me today that you hadn't seen Hilton Coliseum yet, which floored me. Have you seen it yet? Have they taken you over there?
I haven't had a chance.
Oh, you got to get over there, man.
We're going to play a bunch of games over there. I'm going to see it two times. And so, like I said, I'm just trying to get organized right now, but I'll get over there. I know they got camp going over there, I believe, right now. And I'll get over there before I leave and see that and check that out. And I know it's a special place, and they've won a lot of games in there, and I know it's one of the best home court atmospheres in the country.
You know what we call Hilton in my family, Coach?
What's that?
Church. That's how special that building is to us. It's an amazing place. You're going to love it, I promise.
That's good. You call it church, man, and hopefully we got some good things looking after over it.
All right. Pastor Prohm. Coach,
yeah.
There you go. There's the nickname.
Oh, man. I hope I didn't just drop that on you, Coach. That's one thing you better get used to, Iowa, man. We are a punny state, my friend. Yeah. So,
have you, Coach, how much have you gotten asked about, like, lookalikes? Because last night on Twitter,
Murph and Andy asked
did they
about
ask
it
him about that? Yeah, because everybody's firing off, like, all these guys that you look like, and everybody's wanting to use your name in puns. Like, it's been a...
Sorry, Coach. I'm just going to apologize up front for our state, all right?
Yeah, that's okay. Murray, Kentucky's like that. So there's a lot of similarities. You know, we had a lot of, you know, a lot of the same things they did through Twitter. And, you know, Prohm's Chapstick, you know, and then Prohm with Trust, you know, just different things. And
Coach, what am I missing with Prohm's Chapstick?
Yeah, we need to hear about this.
You got to go follow him on Twitter. That's a Twitter follow.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I've already seen like two or three fake Steve Prohm accounts pop up and start following me. So this is something that you're going to have to keep putting up with, all right?
Yeah, my wife and little baby aren't on it, and it's not me.
Hey, and that's another thing. Congratulations, man. I heard that during Murph and Andy. You have a three-month-old baby right now?
Yep, sure do. It'll be 3 months, actually, June 11th.
Congratulations. Welcome to fatherhood.
Yeah, Cameron, my daughter's 4 months, so we're about on the same sleep cycle right now.
Definitely. No question about that.
Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you following the Cyclones.
Yeah, no problem. Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline.